If he were alive today, the Irish writer James Joyce might just feel hip enough to hang out in the club that played this. These lyrics, "Lightly come and lightly go, though thy heart presage thee woe," they were written by James Joyce. He published them in 1907 in his book of poetry called Chamber Music. The song you're hearing is by the San Francisco-based band Sweet Trip. It's a track off a new album of electronic folk and pop interpretations of James Joyce's poetry. It features 36 artists, including R.E.M.'s Peter Buck and Sonic Youth's Lee Ranaldo, and more obscure names like the Chicago-based indie rockers Puerto Muerto. The words in this song come from verse 22 of James Joyce's Chamber Music poems. The album, it's also called Chamber Music, is the brainchild of British record producer James Nichols, who joins us now from London. Mr. Nichols, I want to read a quote from a letter James Joyce wrote to his brother Stanislaw in 1907 about this poetry. He writes, "Some of the verses are pretty enough to be put to music. I hope someone will do so, someone that knows old English music such as I like." Now, Mr. Nichols, it's certainly not old English music, but would James Joyce appreciate this album?
It's a very difficult question to answer, but I think he would have done, because he was quite a rebel himself. And a lot of these artists on the project come from the avant-garde, and they're sailing in the opposite direction from the mainstream. So I think he would have appreciated it if he was around today.
And, of course, James Joyce is best known for Ulysses and Finnegan's Wake and Portrait of the Artist. This is a lesser-known work. It wasn't particularly commercially successful either when it came out in 1907.
No, I think it had sold about 250 copies when it was first published, and has only really, really become more well-known in the modern era.
Where did the idea come from? Why did you decide to take James Joyce's Chamber Music and ask artists to set them to music?
It was a spur-of-the-moment decision, really. I didn't really dwell on it. The idea came to me as I was reading the Chamber Music book. I just was looking at it and thinking this would be great if it was set to music. Strings in the earth and air,
music. James Nichols, when you brought this idea to all these various artists, what did you ask them to do?
It was pretty simple, really. They only had to put the words to music. Their only restriction was that they couldn't mess with the words in any way. They couldn't adjust the words or place the words in a different order. Their role was as the composer of the music, and Joyce was the songwriter.
Mr. Nichols, two of the artists who perform on the album are with you, singer-songwriter yes. Owen Tromans and poet Jerry Mitchell. First, Owen Tromans, you chose verse 10 from James Joyce's Chamber Music to perform
yes.
on this record, the part that begins, "Bright cap and streamers, he sings in the hollow, come follow, come follow."
Bright cap and streamers, he sings in the hollow, come follow, come follow.
Owen Tromans, talk about the process of taking the words of one of the greatest literary figures, James Joyce, and setting it to that music. That must be a bit intimidating.
Well, I suppose it was intimidating. I kind of tried a few things with different verses, and the 10th verse I thought would work really, really well for what I wanted to do, which was to pick up on what I saw as kind of a rural, kind of pastoral kind of sound that was almost, although Joyce obviously Irish, kind of almost English, old kind of Merry England kind of feel to some of the pieces. And yeah, that's why I decided to do it in that style, which is just a guitar and voice.
With ribbons streaming.
The song felt like a pop song to me, and so that's why it's performed with that amount of melody and that amount of simplicity, if you like.
And next to you is Jerry Mitchell. And Jerry, you also sang on this album, verse 26 from Joyce's Chamber Music. Can you read from that part of the poem for us, and then we'll hear some of the actual track from the record.
All right, yeah, I'll just get it. Thou leanest to the shell of night, dear lady, a divining ear, in that soft quiring of delight. What sound hath made thy heart to fear? Seemed it of rivers rushing forth from the great deserts of the north? That mood of thine is his, if thou but scan it well, whom my tale bequeaths to us, a ghosting owl, conjurer, and all for some strange name read in Purchase or in Holland's Head.
Jerry Mitchell, what do you think James Joyce is trying to say with these words?
Well, I think he's trying to say that love's such a fickle thing that you can give it all away for just a line or a word you'd read about something that's totally obscure to you. You know, your whole world can be changed in an instant.
James Nichols, this is love poetry that James Joyce wrote. How does it sort of unfold through those 36 verses?
Well, it charts love from innocence to experience. I mean, that's a quote we used to promote the record, but it's also a quote used many, many times to explain that it charts love from that kind of, like, the beginnings of love where you're lust and besotted with the girl or boy that you are with, and until it essentially eats you up and consumes you. There's a great quote from Joyce himself, who said that he wrote this while wandering the streets as a young boy in Dublin, just hoping that some girl would love him. And I think that really says it all, to be honest.
My dove, my beautiful one, arise, arise.
James Nichols, was there something about these verses, Chamber Music, that James Joyce wrote in 1907, 101 years ago, that just struck you, that you thought, this is going to sound really interesting, performed by the artists that I know?
Yeah, I just think they're quite simplistic, really, compared to Joyce's other work. They have a kind of an airiness to them and a dreaminess. So
almost a whimsy.
Yeah, whimsy, and I think they have more of an impact as songs than they do actually as poems.
Passes in the sunlight. I waves the light footfall.
Chicago-based band Caliphone, performing verse 8 from the album Chamber Music, 36 modern interpretations of James Joyce's poetry. Earlier, we spoke with the record's producer, James Nichols, and two artists who contributed songs, Owen Tromans and Jerry Mitchell. To hear more from the album Chamber Music, check out the music section of npr.org.
So brave a time.